brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you heard it. A former defector from the military in Israel wants to save his country, maybe help save ours and even the world, by joining together with others from all sides of this conflict to say they don't want any more war, they don't want any more violence, they're done killing each other, and that there is nothing going on in Israel other than the fact that they are the aggressor. They're not defending themselves. This is a fake belief perpetrated and propagandized on the people of Israel. So really, Yonatan, not much different than the rest of us here in the United States. Love our country, want to defend our country. It's a little, takes you aback a little bit when you really hear somebody like that say, look, there's probably no hope for you guys helping us. We're just going to have to give up on the United States. I mean, and then you think that out throughout this great country, or once great country, there are roughly, 50 million people that want to help but are too busy or too distracted or not incensed enough to get out and really do something. I mean, if we could put 30 million people on the street. You remember May Day when we were having immigration protests? If you could put that many people on the street by tomorrow, you could perhaps turn the tide, but it has to be done today, tomorrow. No, not the next day after that, or next week, or next month, or next year. It's shocking to hear that and to believe that we're kind of a lost cause here, enablers for this Middle East war. And when you hear that Woolsey clip that we played, or you get some of the copy coming out from these policymakers, these pundits, or even these screaming heads all over the radio and the TV, you can understand why people feel that way. Very, very, very disturbing. We're going to take your calls for the final hour of the broadcast today. Anything that you want to talk about, you want to change topics and get out of this Middle East thing, I'd probably be more than happy to join you with that. We got a lot of information to cover as well, including a news notice from the Associated Press that the IRS is warning churches to avoid campaigning and involving themselves in political activism or political events whatsoever. Just a lot of information to cover. The phone line to call in, 1-800-259-9231. I believe we have a line or two open at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. This is the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network. Quickly, before we go to the phones, let me just again remind you there are specials right now enacted for you to get information in order to help wake people up. You're not the only one. This is how we've managed to kind of push this proverbial snowball down the hill. I believe we're getting closer and closer and closer to critical mass. We've done so because we have documented the information we talk about. We can back up what we're saying. And as I said earlier in the show, we're generally about 2 years ahead of the general curve of the media. We knew there would be no weapons of mass destruction way ahead of time. We knew that the border was a major problem, was going to explode. We predicted the Pan-American Union or the American Union here in the United States. We told you years ago that they would be forcing microchips into your arms in order to track and control you. We told you that the NSA and the CIA were monitoring most of what we've done. We talked about the Patriot Act and what it might entail very early on, in fact, days after it was signed by our Congress without being read. So, again, we've gone out of our way to document this information for you. All of the films by Alex Jones are flawless. Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. I have a little cameo in that. Very, very, very good film. Police State 2000, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Master of Terror, America Destroyed Out of Design. All very, very good. The Police State movies are amazing. Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, 9-11, Road to Tyranny, still the definitive 9-11 film. But Terror Storm takes all of that, updates all the information, adds history. This film is waking people up right now. Editions are available with Alex Jones's autograph. I suggest you get those now if you want to get these collector's items. Call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or go to Infowars.com and sign up for PrisonPlanet.tv while you're at it. Come right back. Go right to your call. Stay tuned, folks. Alex Jones is out of the building. Jack Blood is sitting in for Alex Jones. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm told that we have this George W. Bush off microphone comment clip ready. We'll probably be getting to that in the next segment as well. I want to go to your calls, anything that you want to talk about, any questions that you might have, any points that you want to make. This is your soapbox, and a big one it is, towering over the entire planet on this global transmission. This is the Alex Jones Show. Jack Blood, again, sitting in for Alex Jones today. Alex will be back tomorrow, full of you-know-what, that would be vinegar and something else, ready to go after the New World Order at 100%, and it's just so good to get away from this stuff, if you can, for a few days, and I advise all of you to try to do that as well. Find some hobbies, find something you can do so that you're not consumed with this 24 hours a day. I believe it will destroy you if you don't get away from it every once in a while. Alex doing just that. Be back tomorrow on the program at 11 o'clock Central Time. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to David in New York. David, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
My question is regarding the missile attacks in northern Israel. And I have a Ynet news report saying that there were at least Patriot missile and a ballistic missile systems put in place on the 15th. And then we're seeing missiles hitting the 17th and today, and there's just been no report.
Right. Those Patriot missiles, those missile defense shields, have never worked very good. In fact, if we remember in the Iraq war, I believe the first Iraq war, a bunch of those Patriot missiles landed on U.S. Military bases.
That's correct. But, you know, you have mainstream Israeli news saying that they're deployed, and then we're not seeing any success or failure rates.
Yeah, I don't have any information if they're even using them, to be honest with you. I really don't. I mean, basically, what we've found out is the missiles that Hezbollah is allegedly shooting off into Israel are close to what Scuds might be. Some of them now, I guess, are a little more intelligent, but they certainly, I don't believe Hezbollah has their own satellites up in space and are able to guide some of these missiles, so they're heat-seeking.
No, it just sounds like maybe there's a stand down on the northern defenses of Israel to allow these rockets to go in there.
No, you might have a point. I honestly, I couldn't tell you, and I think that's something that we probably need to look into. What are these?
If you go to YNetNews.com, they have an article showing pictures of them, Patriot missiles in Haifa.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've seen it all over the news. I don't dispute that they've deployed them. I just, like you, have questions on whether they're being used and to what capacity they're being used.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thanks, David. Appreciate the call. Wish I could have given you an answer there, but we're trying to keep track of a lot of information here. Let's go to Malta in Denmark. Hi, Malta, my friend. How are you? You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Brave man, this guy. He would probably be called a self-hating Jew.
Right.
And if he goes lucky with it, he would probably be killed. I mean, I know.
Well, I'm sure he's got a pretty big bullseye on his back. I mean, that's why he's here in the United States.
And it seems that if Jewish people are trying to expose the old hidden history of the Khazarian, they're just being killed.
Well, look, and one of the hold on a second, let me say something.
Yeah,
one of the points that he made is that the new Israeli military are much more up to speed on the information about the history of their government and the history of the world, and that is, again, because we have the Internet. That is, we have more avenues to share information. So they're going to have a harder and harder time, much like our military does here in the United States, and militaries all over the world, they're going to have a harder and harder time recruiting people for these missions as people begin understanding what real history means.
The problem is, where do you want to place these Israeli, I don't think the Russian want them back there. I don't know their homeland. And they're Khazarian Jew. They're European. They're not the Arabs. They're all the same race as you and me. They're whites.
Well, look, and we understand all of that, but at this point, there's no way we're going to remove the Israeli government. It is staying there, and merely, I believe that, you know, Webster Tarpley touched on this yesterday. I mean, the original treaties and the original borders need to be honored, and that means people on both sides are going to have to start making some concessions.
Well, what about this one? Israeli are talking about that the Palestinians don't exist. They're really Jordanians.
I'm sorry, I missed that last part.
The Palestinians don't exist. They're really Jordanians.
Sure. Well, that's propaganda put forth by people on the Israeli side of the conflict, and there's propaganda flying from both sides. Of course, our job is to cut through that.
Well, this is the problem.
The fact of the matter is that the Palestinians have a homeland. The Israelis now have a homeland. I just don't know who's going to remove either one of them. That's not going to happen. It's not realistic. And in the end, we've got to find a way to honor certain borders by certain countries. That's just it. Bottom line, thank you for the call, Malta. I'm having a hard time understanding you, but we got most of that. Jim in, where's Jim from? Wisconsin. Jim, I can't read my writing, but you are on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for calling.
Yes, worldwide, the organized warmongers are the Illuminati, and Professor John Robinson wrote a book called Proof of a Conspiracy to Destroy All Government and Religion, and copies are available. There's a book called Warning 1965, and you get the copy from www.freedomcalendar.com. Truth in print. Get a copy of this. It's 31 pages, and it shows that way back in history, even Thomas Jefferson, who founded the Democratic Party, was a member of the Illuminati. And the Illuminati are the warmongers. So read this documentation, Proof of a Conspiracy to Destroy All Government and Religions. And they infiltrated all governments and religions.
We have a lot of reading to do. I guess if people read every book or every plug that came out on a show like this, they would do nothing but read 24/7. But you have a point. I'm not going to debate it with you. Let's go to William in Georgia. William, thank you for the call. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, it's good talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to talk about, like, last night I was watching the news, man. It's the most wartime propaganda I have ever seen. The psyops, the numerology, all the tickers, all they talk about is child molestation, child pornography, women killing their children. It's so sick.
Well, and especially regarding this Middle East conflict, you know, I remember about a month ago I was screaming for people to get involved, for the news to start covering this. When the initial bombing started in Lebanon, I couldn't believe that it was hardly being covered on the mainstream news. Well, I have to be careful what I wish for, because now it's 24/7, and as you say, it's about 99.9% pure propaganda, war propaganda.
Yeah, it's Zionist hogwash. To deny that that's war propaganda.
Globalist, Zionist, fundamental Christian. I mean, you can give it any name you want. It seems they're all in on it. Don't you think, William? I mean, there are a lot of groups joined together that love everything about more war, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They just feed off of it like a parasite. You know, when they use it. I called in and talking about the Egyptian mysteries, man. It's in full effect. Just watch the news. Crazy.
Yeah, the signs are everywhere, as
they say.
The truth is not just out there. It's right in front of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, William. Maybe you've been to the Georgia Guidestones, which very occultist as well there in Georgia. Celeste calling in from New Mexico. Celeste, thank you for calling. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. You're doing a great job filling in for Alex.
Thank you.
He appreciates. The first thing I wanted to ask you is you said you have a program right after Alex. Could you give us where we can find you on the shortwave? Because we looked yesterday and couldn't find you.
I'm not on shortwave.
Oh, no wonder.
You'll have to log on to the internet and just go to jackblood.com or gcnlive.com, and everyone can find my program as well.
Okay.
On 5 days a week, right after Alex's show.
Thank you. Okay. What I wanted to say was yesterday I was listening when a Christian called in and was concerned. You know, he was obviously up to speed on the New World Order and all, but he said he just couldn't back going against Israel. You remember the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah, we had a couple of calls like that, actually.
Yeah, I just heard one. And, you know, I'm a evangelical born-again Christian, however you want to call it. And I came from that same tradition where, you know, Israel, you back them no matter what, and that they are the true people of God and all. But I want to speak to the Christians that are listening that we know that in the end times, there's going to be great deception. And Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, first of all. And we've got to decide and discern what's really peace and what's really not. And
aren't we supposed to love our neighbors? I mean, whatever happened to that? That doesn't seem all these Christians or Jews that believe in the Old Testament. I mean, where is the love your neighbor here?
And I think that Christians really need to, yes, we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's obviously in the scripture. But we need to ask the Lord to give us discernment on, you know, who are these people? We know they're the government, and are they who Jesus was talking about? Are they who the Bible's talking? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, these are basically the equivalent of potentially the Pharisees. Do you see it that way?
Absolutely. Who has hijacked Israel, you know?
Yeah.
And we see that we have that same problem with our country. You know, who's really in charge?
Well, we know the answer to who hijacked Israel. It's in the history books. I mean, this is a direct creation from the Bank of Rothschild, from the British royalty, and some of the long-standing globalist powers that have been around now for hundreds of years. This was all part of the plan. In fact, they tried to do this with the League of Nations after the First World War. It failed. They couldn't get it done. And that's, of course, and a lot of people believe this, this is why the Second World War was really fought, to redraw the maps of the world, including the Middle East, and a homeland for Israel.
Right. I agree with you totally. And I just wanted to, you said this was a worldwide forum, and I just want to speak to Christians to go to the Lord and seek wisdom. You know, it says in James, if you lack wisdom, ask for it. And so we as Christians need to know exactly who we're praying for, who we're backing. And most of all, remember that Jesus did say, blessed are the peacemakers.
That's right. Thank you, Celeste. It sounds like you found that wisdom, but I believe some of our listeners, even after hearing an Israeli on the air today, standing up for his country, much like we do here in America as patriots, people still doubting, people still looking for discernment, still not being able to find that wisdom. And if you can pray for it or meditate for it or buy it, please hurry up. Joe in Boston, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
How are you doing? I haven't spoke to you for quite a while. I'm the fellow that you were supposed to help get back to me. You've never been. I guess you've been so busy.
Boy, you don't know how true that is. I'll tell you what, Joe. Hang over in the break, and I'll give you ample time on the other side of this commercial break, okay?
Okay, great.
Folks, whatever you do, go somewhere else. Change the channel. Don't stay there. No matter what you do, we're going to play this Bush clip coming up in the next segment. This is the Alex Jones Show. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We have guided missiles and misguided men, so said Martin Luther King many years ago before they shot him down like a dog. Yeah, where are our leaders? Where are our charismatic leaders who are leading us in the right direction? They've all been assassinated. They've all been Paul Wellstoned. They've all been Vince Fostered. They've all been Gary Webbed or Hunter S. Thompsoned. That's for sure. In fact, you know, I think a lot of people really starting to believe that there's nothing to gain by being a leader of a freedom movement or of a peace movement. Nothing but trouble will come of that, and everybody trying to get out there and get theirs. Yes, we've heard the expression, those with the most toys when die, win. Of course, we know that this is not true, and something you really learn when you get involved with all of this and you get involved with all of the activism that we are ceaselessly doing, you really learn the value of freedom, that there's nothing that can be placed higher than freedom, the freedom of human consciousness, the freedom of our children and our grandchildren to live without being constantly monitored, without being thrown into camps for being dissident or sent off to the front lines to some war for profit or for power. So I'll tell you that the mantle of this country or whatever country you're listening to this broadcast in rests surely on your shoulders. This is a very important time in history. We've got to make the call. We've got to get out and get active. And it's not enough just to talk about this. It's not enough just to know about it. It's not enough just to, you know, send emails to your friends about this. So that's a start in the right direction. But we really need to put people out where it's going to do the most good. And I tell you, in any given town, in this city, in the United States of America, or in the world at large, if you can get 1,000 people together in a coalition and agree on some very simple things, and you can get those 1,000 people on a pinpoint, like a laser beam, on the front porch of some of these policymakers, you can begin to see change. And that has been proven over and over and over again. 1-800-259-9231. John, how long is that Bush clip? You have no idea? I'll tell you what we'll do. You tell me in the next break, and we'll play it in the next segment coming up, the long segment we have at the 1:30. Oh, okay. So that's not very long at all. We'll play that in the next segment for people who haven't heard it. It's pretty revealing. We can see. I think what this clip really shows is that President Bush really believes that he's president and he's in control. He actually believes that. And Tony Blair is as subservient to Bush as one could possibly be. If nothing else, the clip shows that. And in some ways, you have to actually look at it and see the body language. I saw it last night on Keith Olbermann's show. 1-800-259-9231. Joe in Boston, let's bring you back up. Joe, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. And before I make my comments, I hope sometime you will get time and you will do shows on people like me with a visual impairment because, you know, we're left behind. As you know,
we're not leaving you behind.
I know, but you know what I mean. The world doesn't accept, a lot of people don't accept us. Property, equipment's built for us is sloppy, and I can go on and on and on. But don't forget Nicholas Begich, his father, the congressman, who got killed too. I don't understand this. I mean, I'm glad this.
Yeah, he got killed. He got the airplane got shot down with the Speaker of the House, Hale Boggs.
Yeah, and the TW-800 I heard last night on the Coast show. There's a lot of things about that. But what I don't understand, and I like this guest who was on, I missed the first part. They say that Israel's retaliating because Hezbollah or Lebanon's hiding the terrorists. And it's like they know something what's going on, but they're not doing anything.
No, initially it was because one of their soldiers was kidnapped. That's what started the massive offensive into the West Bank and into Palestine. And then two more of their soldiers were kidnapped, and that immediately started a retaliation against Lebanon and Beirut. I mean, let's remember how this whole thing started. Yes, after the bombing begun throughout Lebanon, Hezbollah fired back a lot of missiles. Now it is war. It's war, and both sides are shooting.
Because, well, didn't he say that if you are part of the system, you have a responsibility? Like, if you know something is going on, someone told me this, you could be an accessory if you don't do anything about
it. That's true.
So is that partially Lebanon's fault that this happened?
I think everybody's guilty in this case. But again, I mean, something I was trying to get through to Yonatan, and maybe he doesn't have as much of a grip on history as some of you might have, and some in this audience might have, or Alex Jones or myself, but, I mean, when we're looking at Hamas and Hezbollah, we know that every terrorist organization on the face of the earth was funded into existence as controlled opposition. So when we're saying both sides are doing this, we have to remember the leaders are most likely still being controlled some way or another, with some shape or form, by these globalists.
The very same
people that steal our liberties here in this country, the very same people that are responsible for 9/11, that are responsible for Oklahoma City, that set the policy that allows something like Waco or Ruby Ridge to happen, and events like this to happen all around the world.
I see.
Joe, okay. Love you, buddy. Keep the faith. We'll come back, take Tom, George, Les, and Ruth, and others patiently holding. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
All right, we are going to go back to your calls. We are going to play this clip, the open mic session with Tony Blair, Vladimir Putin, and George W. Bush from the G8 meeting just, I believe, yesterday, the day before yesterday. Just real quick, some news coming in from the New York Post. Perlstein to leave Time for Carlyle. Former Time Incorporated editor-in-chief Norman Perlstein will sever ties to the parent company after Labor Day to become a senior advisor to the Carlyle Group, the global buyout firm. I love global buyout firm. I think that's really well put. Carlyle, which recently was a part of the winning consortium that bought VNU, owner of Nielsen Media Research, and The Hollywood Reporter, they also own Lowe's Cinemas, by the way, are now interested in stepping up its media activity. It currently has $41.9 billion under management and is interested in expanding and publishing TV and new media. This is very much like Berlusconi and various dictators around the world. They own the military, they own the media, they own everything. And thanks to the ex-president's club and the influence they wield, the Carlyle Group soon to own most of TV and print media and the internet, as well as film. Perlstein became the senior advisor to Time Warner in January after 11 years in the firm's top editorial job. Goes on to say, Time Incorporated remains the world's biggest magazine publisher, thanks in part by a $1.6 billion purchase by IPC. But here you go. Norman Perlstein now joining the Carlyle Group, the global buyout firm, who, by the way, create a situation where they ruin companies and then go in and buy them very cheaply and very low, and then the next thing you know, they're making all kinds of money hand over foot. They actually borrow money, much like this was also part of the investigations into the 60s into the labor money being loaned to the mafia in order to make financial investments. This is very similar to what the Carlyle Group does. They borrow extensively from Texas pension funds in order to get the capital together to buy these ruined companies, which they themselves had a hand in ruining, and then, of course, create this global consortium, whether it be media, whether it be military, whether it be security, folks. The Carlyle Group generally has their fingers in the pie. 1-800-259-9231. Let me go back to the phones here briefly. Tom in Arizona, thank you for calling. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, thanks for taking my phone call, and you're doing a great job. Hey, I wanted to just comment on a couple of things that you had said. One, about Alex Jones getting away. This thing can hold, doing what we're doing and all the listeners, when you listen to it day in and day out, it really can become all-consuming. And I find myself just running the gamut of all emotions, from anger to frustration to everything. And you really do, at least I do. I need to step away every
You
got
to decompress, you know. After I get off the air every day, I spend some time with my family. I play with my son. We play out in the backyard. We just do some things. We do a little kickboxing. I'm training him to be a young tiger. You know, we do some family-oriented things. I get my mind off it. Sometimes I watch a Bread and Circus sporting event or something, and then I go back to work till 4 in the morning. But
there you go.
You've got to have some way to decompress, Tom.
I hear you. Anyway, one of the things I wanted to make one comment about 9/11 and then the Israeli conflict that's going on. But there's been a couple fellows on Fox News lately, like Jim Fetzer, and I forget the other fellow who was just on.
Kevin Barrett.
They're trying to make them look like fools. I would love to see one of those guys, even if you're asked on sometime or anybody, just to say, hey, Hannity, we know you're a good Catholic and a very charitable guy. How about we do something for charity? Like, you know, I'll put up X amount of dollars and put it to your charity. If you can find any evidence, put it on your website, put it on your show, of a plane going into the Pentagon or whatever. And, you know, let's do it for charity, Sean, and really put their feet to
Probably not a bad suggestion, though. He'll begin to tell you all the great charitable things he does and why he doesn't need you to help him with his charities. I mean, I'm sure he'd find a way out of that, but at least, hey, put his feet to the fire. It's like they put his hooves to the fire.
Right. And have you ever seen, obviously we all know that planes went into the World Trade Center, but have you ever seen a photograph that actually can show identification of that plane, like a United logo or whoever?
Well, I've seen, I don't know if I've seen any exact tail numbers. I believe those pictures are out there. To be honest with you, I think I've analyzed thousands of pictures about the events of 9/11, and sometimes it gets a little jumbled in my head, but thanks for reminding me. I believe, I don't want to promote websites here on this program, but if you listen to my show and you ask that question again, I can give you a couple of websites that might actually clarify that for you, okay?
Okay.
That's a good question, though, Tom, and look, there are a lot of people, thousands of people out there analyzing this stuff, and believe me, if there was something to be heard, it would be getting out right now. Hey, quickly, before I go to George in Pennsylvania, I want you to hear this George W. Bush clip off mic, caught off mic, thought the microphone was off. This isn't the first time this has happened to George W., but we'll play this minute clip now and then go right back to the phones. John, go ahead and roll that.
President Bush is flying back from the G8 summit in Russia right now, where the main topic was the Middle East violence. And the president was caught speaking very frankly about the crisis. NBC's Kelly O'Donnell is traveling with the president. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Natalie. Some extraordinarily candid comments from President Bush today on the Middle East conflict, when he didn't think anyone else was listening, except British Prime Minister Tony Blair. At the final working lunch today of the G8 summit,
yeah, Blair, what are you doing?
With cameras visible and microphones on from official Russian TV, not U.S. media, President Bush apparently not knowing he could be heard.
Russia's big and so is China.
Shared with Tony Blair his unvarnished opinion on how the current violence could end.
The irony is that what they need to do is get Syria, get Hezbollah, stop doing this
And the president sounded dismissive of UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who's also here, and calling for an urgent end to violence.
What about Kofi Annan? His attitude about the ceasefire and everything else happened.
President Bush revealed he expects to send Secretary Rice to the region soon. And he talked about the approach the Prime Minister unveiled hours earlier, standing with Annan, sending international troops to the region.
If we have the deployment of an international force into that area that can stop the bombardment coming over into Israel and therefore gives Israel the reason to stop its attacks on Hezbollah.
It appears it was Blair who noticed the microphone was on, and he reached over to turn it off. When asked about the tape, White House officials say the president's comments may have been more blunt in private, but are the same as his views expressed in...
Well, not exactly the same. I don't know what this is going to do for diplomacy around the world, but I think it's very revealing. In fact, at one point, when George W. Bush swears, he says that we just need to tell Hezbollah to stop that blank. Who is he talking to? Has anybody figured that out? Is he saying that there's a way you can push a button and stop the violence from Hezbollah? I mean, we should give them a call and tell them to knock it off? That's a possibility here? Also, you see the extent of his attitude or his knowledge of foreign policy. Russia's big, and so is China. He's figured that much out anyway, and obviously he still thinks he's in control. Let's go to George in Pennsylvania. George, any thoughts on that?
It's not exactly why I called, but I kind of thought that thing was staged when I saw it the first time.
Okay. I don't know if I agree with that.
He threw in the cuss word, and he's got the roll in his mouth, and he's, you know,
look how,
trying to make it look more realistic.
Yeah, did you see how what an elitist he really is and how he could care less? He's chewing on a roll and the body language of how he's looking at Tony Blair like he's just some one of his minions or something. I mean, I thought that was very revealing.
Yeah, that part, yeah, that didn't add to the staging factor that struck me, but just what he was saying, you know? Like, we have to put pressure on Syria, you know, and that goes right along with his line.
Yeah.
The other reason I called was I was wondering, you probably didn't hear the first 2 hours of George Norrie's show last night, but...
I probably did.
Okay. To me, man, he sounded like he got his talking points last night from Richard Pearl.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I think, again, it's a reaction to fear. There's fear involved in Mr. Norrie on the aspect that he really believes that we should be scared of Iran, and he just sounds very neocon-esque when he goes into those rants.
Yeah, and his guest was a real Zionist. The thing I was actually laughing when this guy said that the Israelis are such humanitarians that if Iran nuked them for the sake of humanity, they probably wouldn't strike back with nukes.
Yeah. Well, we're getting through to George Norrie, and, you know, look, we can criticize him all we want for the things he says that we don't agree with, but I prefer to give him a pat on the back for the time that he allows us, having Alex Jones on the air, which I know is very popular for him, getting a chance to put out the information that we know about. So, look, I mean, I guess he's covering both sides of the issue. How's that?
Well,
is he objective or what?
Well, he does a great, you know, it's a great thing that he lets Alex come on, but it seems like he, you know, the longer it's been since Alex has been back, it seems like he drifts back to this neocon line.
Hey, that's like all of us. George, I got to tell you, man, I found myself in New York City at that coronation, maybe 50 feet away from George W. Bush, going, maybe Bush is right. Maybe
yeah,
all
that can
these
happen.
I mean, you know, you put yourself in that environment, and you'll be surprised at how fast the mind control and the conditioning sets back in.
This is true. People I talk to, you know, I work on them for a couple of days, and they're right with me, and then if I don't see them for a week, they're right back.
Yeah, you got to really keep up with it all. Georgia and Pennsylvania, we're going to see you at Ground Zero on 9/11?
I'll try to get up there.
I'd love to meet you up there. Hopefully we'll be able to do that, okay?
Okay, fantastic.
I will be there waiting for you. Let's go to Les in West Virginia. Les, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, brother. How you doing?
I'm very good. Yourself?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for receiving my call. You kind of hit the nail on the head yesterday when you said Israel or modern Israel. Now, I'm a teacher. I've taught several classes in a couple of churches, and I'm not bragging, but we need to go to the Bible to see what's really going on. We are facing the spirit of Antichrist. Paul said, or John said that in 1 John 5. Now, I'm not going to preach, but I tell you, the Bible is very clear. The Bible teaches us that there are two Israels. Paul said in Romans 9, all of Israel are not Israel. There's Israel of the flesh, and these are not the children of God, but the heirs according to promise.
That's what I was kind of getting at yesterday. You know, here's what I'm worried about, Les. And I think that this is certainly the spiritual end of this has got to be in the equation. But here's what I'm worried about is that I'll call them the neocons, but let's call them the globalists. Let's call them the Illuminati. Call them the New World Order. Call them whatever you want. I'm afraid that they're going to use what's in the Bible and what's in various religious texts about the end times in order to create that. In other words, it's not going to happen naturally. It's not going to happen when it's supposed to happen. They're going to make sure it happens, and they're going to convince everybody that this is Armageddon. And I think that in some ways, somebody writing out the memos are talking about this very issue, exactly like that. Real or promulgated, they'll make it happen.
I agree with you, Brother Jack. Now listen, the spirit of Antichrist has already attacked the pulpits. The pulpits have been hampered and hamstrung by this IRS.
Have you seen this story about the IRS?
Sir?
Have you seen this story about the IRS warning churches to avoid campaigning?
I just heard that, and it doesn't surprise me because Satan got his nose under the tent by getting churches on their payroll, so to speak, because I left the church last year that he signed that, 501c3, and they're already telling him what he can and can't preach. Now, that is hamstringing the pulpit. Now,
it doesn't stop Pat Robertson, though, does it, Les?
Yeah, but he's part of the camel.
Let me tell you why they're doing this. Is because the Democratic Party has put together a strategy to get the Martin Luther King types, the more liberal religious types, out on the campaign trail to show that they have morals and they're Christians, too. So magically, about 2 weeks later, the Internal Revenue Service has been warning churches and nonprofit organizations that improper campaigning in the upcoming political season could endanger their tax-exempt status, 501c3, as we know it. 15,000 organizations have been notified to not campaign in the 2004 election.
Now listen, I'm going to be quick. The Bible says that there's an Israel of the flesh, there's an Israel of the spirit, and who are they? They're all born-again Christians. And a little bit of study. I mean, that's Jew and Gentile alike. Paul taught that there's no difference between a Jew and Gentile when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. Period. Now, those that profess to be Christians have to look at the Bible, not to be a pacifist or anything. No, I'm a worker. I'm spreading these things around. I'm taking these VCRs and these DVDs around. I'm telling everybody that will listen. Now, we have to realize that we're fighting spiritual warfare. These people are demon-possessed. I believe that.
Well, I believe, thank you, Les, and I think that probably encouraged a lot of people to hear you make those comments. I believe that we need to put pressure on our pastors, on our church leaders, in order to start taking up and disseminating and at least discussing, having these discussions from the pulpit. I believe it is part of spiritual warfare, personally, for myself. I may not subscribe to the same doctrine as some of you folks, but I do believe that. And I think if we put some pressure on these churches, get them to sign off the 501c3 or get them to stand up to the IRS and to the federal government, I know we're going to see more changes. Les, I appreciate the call, and you keep the faith. Ruth is calling in from North Carolina. Ruth, thank you for calling. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, Jack. I'm on the same subject that you just got through
okay.
with. I wish everyone, when they think about Israel, they would turn to Revelations and read chapter 2, verse 9, chapter 3, verse 9. To me, that is Israel.
Okay. Anything else, Ruth?
That's it.
Thank you for putting that on the record. Mike is calling from Texas. Mike, thank you for calling. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, I just want to say, first of all, I just hope the only liberals out there simply worship all things Clinton. Got a big dose of her. Hillary Clinton's recent fierce drum and chest beating that was broadcast today. I mean, she's screaming like a banshee for war. I mean, this is the, oh, if we had a woman for president, there wouldn't be any wars.
Well, I wonder what the Democrats make of. I mean, yesterday, again, two of the most public people in the world at a chummy breakfast, that being media mogul Rupert Murdoch and Senator Hillary Clinton, trying to keep their political get-together as secret as possible, working together. I mean, this is just this is just like the Republicans managing and financing Al Sharpton's campaign in the last go-around.
And it's like when they find Andy Kaufman and the guy he's supposed to be wrestling against having a meeting backstage. Another thing I wanted to say was regarding your call that people in the peace movement to do more than just send emails to friends and to get out on the streets. I know you say you'd like to encourage websites. I don't have one, but I'm saying I would like to take this opportunity to urge someone out there who has the wherewithal to make a website, to have a website bulletin board. It could be called like March. This doesn't exist, but I'm saying like marchdate.com or something that would be have announcements of upcoming marches.
All the marches in one place.
And then you could just go to it and go, well, where's this week's march going to be? And it would be so much, if somebody could just make a website like that, but believe me, I have the time to go march. I don't have the, I have a computer.
It's not a bad idea, though. I will tell you this. I mean, I put all the marches and all the events up on my website. I know Alex does this as well.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to, you know, file through some of the news. They're not in one section. Maybe we can do that for you, put them in one section. I got to tell you, I think we got enough websites. I think what we need to do is get people out there to promote the website and get out there and take action. I mean, if we have 2 million websites, is it 1 million not enough? I don't know the answer to that question. But that's a good suggestion, Mike. I appreciate it. We'll come right back. Finish up the program right after this, folks. Stay tuned.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I want to thank everybody for being so kind to me and welcoming me these last 3 days, filling in for Alex Jones. It's always an honor to sit in this chair at InfoWars Studio. I want to thank all the producers and all of the people working here for this organization who have been really, really helpful for me for the last couple of days. Not easy preparing for and doing 5 hours of programming a day, and I'm about up for two a day, so this really stretches my capabilities. If you believe I did a good job and you want to support me and show Alex Jones that we did a good job for him while he was away and we can trust him to take a little time off from now and again, call and order the videos, the T-shirts, the books. Make your orders now at 888-253-3139. Tell the operators it's because Jack Blood told you to do it, okay? That's kind of a vote of confidence. Infowars.com, 888-253-3139. I will be back here in just about 6 minutes after we end this program. Andre Eggleshawn will be joining us. He's got a new book out. This guy's just amazing. Where the Right Went Wrong on National Security and the Left Too by Andre Michael Eggleshawn. Also, his book, Thieves in the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve System, is a must-have. We'll be talking about these new developments in the Federal Reserve with Andre Eggleshawn joining us in Deadline Live coming up right after this program. We're going to go rapid fire here, three tail gunners. All of them will share space, about 30 seconds each or so. Put something on the record. Tom in Georgia, you're up.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys last night with Webster Tarpley on the shortwave. You were talking about how they're trying to stage this thing to get into an event with Iran.
Yeah.
Well, there was a Fox reporter yesterday after one of these missiles came in, just happened to have a handful of ball bearings and said, oh, these missiles, obviously with these ball bearings,
yeah,
came from Syria and Iran gave them to them.
That's a conspiracy theory, but it's nice how they get to use props, okay? Thank you, Tom, for the call. Let's go to Betty in Florida. Betty, got about 30 seconds for you to put something on the record.
Yeah, Jack, I just want people to get out there and protest the Real ID Act. This is something that is going to come in effect in 2008. A lot of people are not aware of
it.
We can't just talk about it or sit back and say it's terrible. You need to get before your city councils if you can.
Right.
I've been speaking out. I belong to Citizens Guarding Freedom, which I founded a few months ago. I find it no problem to get on the agendas of every city in my county, and that's what I've been doing.
Betty, will you please write me at jackblood@hotmail.com? Could you do that? And give me your information. I'll probably have you up as a guest on my program, because I agree with you. These internal biometric passports are the beginning of the end and certainly a line in the sand that we all have to draw. I appreciate you putting that on the record. Contact me, Betty, and I'll have you up on my show. We'll talk about it a little bit more. Ron in Texas, final caller for today. Thank you for calling. Put something on the record, Ron.
Well, I want to appreciate you and Alex both and everything you're trying to do. Got three quick comments. First of all, I think it's deplorable that our country has left all of our Americans over there with such a slow effort in trying to get them removed from Lebanon.
Yeah.
Second, I talked to a local preacher here, and he told me he had to be discreet about who he told about it. Third comment is that about 10 days ago, I called my congressman and left a message with him that it involved treason, and I still haven't heard from him.
Keep at him.
I will, sir.
don't take no for an answer. Be persistent. Pretend like you're getting a job with the New World Order. That's how they react to things. You have to be persistent. You have to be a little patient, and you have to be relentless, or vigilant, as President Bush likes to say. Thank you for the call, Ron. Thanks for everybody for listening. Go out there, tell people about the Alex Jones Show. Tell people about InfoWars.com. Tell people about PrisonPlanet.com. We are on the march. The enemy is on the run. Now get out there and fight the New World Order. I'll see you in about 6 minutes. We'll be right back. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.